In South Dakota today, testimony began in the felony manslaughter trial of Congressman William Janklow. Janklow's Cadillac killed a motorcyclist as he sped through a stop sign at a rural intersection. Joining us from the Moody County Courthouse in Flandreau, South Dakota, is T.R. Reed. He's a national correspondent for The Washington Post, and he's covering the trial of Congressman Janklow. And, Tom, good to have you on the program, as always.
Hi, Neil. Nice to talk to you again.
The prosecution, in its opening statement yesterday, said Congressman Janklow had reckless disregard for others on the road. The defense had something else to say about Janklow's state of mind.
Yeah, exactly. Mr. Janklow now admits that he killed the man, that he was speeding and went through a stop sign. His concern is the felony charge, and that's where reckless disregard comes in. He says he's using what I would call an insulin defense. He says that he took insulin in the morning. He's a diabetic. He didn't eat anything, and the result was low blood sugar that made him confused and mixed up, to use his lawyer's term. And therefore, he didn't see the stop sign, and therefore, he didn't consciously break the law, and he shouldn't be held liable for a felony.
Now, this congressman has a long history of speeding and traffic accidents. You report in the newspaper that he's had more than a dozen tickets and eight accidents in the past 10 years. If he's bringing up this defense, doesn't that open up the possibility for the prosecution to enter his past driving record?
Well, so far, the judge has said his past 12 speeding tickets and accidents can't get in. They are going to get in a case where a witness saw him go through exactly the same stop sign on the same road 8 months earlier at about 90 miles an hour. He was stopped by a trooper going 90 miles an hour, and guess what? He was the governor of South Dakota, and the man let him off with a warning.
But he was, I have to say, I've read other accounts of this, he was a notorious speeder, seemed to take great delight in racing across the roads.
Yeah, I think that's right, and I think everybody in South Dakota knows it. So the fact that the judge won't let that information get to the jury probably doesn't matter. The whole jury knows that he has a long record of speeding tickets. The real question for him, Neil, is whether he gets a felony conviction. If he's convicted of a felony, he's going to lose his vote in the House of Representatives. That's the House rule. And he's the only congressman that South Dakota has, and so he'd be under enormous pressure to resign his seat if he were convicted of a felony, which he doesn't want to do. So I think the strategy is take the hit on the misdemeanors of speeding and running the stop sign and try to beat the felony case with this insulin defense.
We have an email on that point from William Bennett in Somerville, Massachusetts. I don't see where Janklow's excuse alleviates him of any responsibility in this matter. I'm a type 1 insulin-dependent diabetic, and when I was diagnosed at the age of 28, I was told in no uncertain terms that having an insulin reaction while driving could cause an accident, and my condition would not excuse me from responsibility. The question whether diabetics should be allowed to drive has been a live issue in state legislatures. Mr. Janklow's use of this defense does a disservice to responsible diabetic drivers everywhere. This is, I guess some people have compared this to in variance to the Twinkie defense, but we're going to have to see whether it holds up. But one of the issues is, as you mentioned, he was the former governor of South Dakota and its only congressman, extremely well known in the state. Any difficulty finding impartial jurors?
Yeah, they had 90 people in the jury pool, and by the time they got to picking the jury, about 40 had been excused. You know, Janklow has always been a polarizing figure. People love him or hate him. And a lot of people stood up and said, I couldn't be fair about this man, either pro or con. The other thing is, Bill Janklow is by far the most famous and prominent person that ever came out of Flandreau, South Dakota, this very pleasant, tiny little dot on the prairie. And a lot of people here love him and his family. And I think if you're a juror and you like Bill Janklow, and you really don't want to send him to prison, maybe the diabetes defense is enough to have you acquit him.
We can't avoid the fact that this is an election year. Before this accident, Republican Bill Janklow was considered pretty much of a shoo-in for re-election. Any idea of what's likely to happen now?
You know, if he has to quit, then they have to hold a special election within 3 months. And the woman he beat in 2002, Stephanie Herseth, has said she will run, and I think she's going to win. She ran a pretty strong race against the guy last time. The Republicans don't appear to have a candidate of her stature to run if there is a special election. So I think if there were a special election in the next 3 or 4 months, this seat would very likely switch from Republican to Democratic.
How long is the trial supposed to last?
I think 4 or 5 days. I bet we'll have a verdict Friday or Saturday. And that will not only determine Representative Janklow's freedom, but I think it will also tell us the direction of his storied political career.
T.R. Reid, thanks very much for being with us.
Sure, Neil. Delighted.
Tom Reid is a national correspondent for The Washington Post. He joined us from Flandreau, South Dakota, where he's following the trial of Congressman William Janklow. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.